Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While political candidates instinctively know that their appearance matters, new research from some MIT political scientists says it may matter more than we want to believe. Their study found that voters around the world are strongly influenced by the way a politician looks. So what might that mean for the race for governor in Massachusetts? And our three leading contenders, incumbent Democrat Deval Patrick, Republican Charles Baker, and independent Tim Cahill. Well, we showed some photos of the candidates to some random voters yesterday.
It's going to be Tim, DeVault, and then another guy doesn't even matter.
He is first. I think he is very attractive, I think.
It's Deval Patrick.
And then he would be next.
Charlie Baker.
And then him.
And then Tim Cahill.
I would say this guy.
Patrick.
And then probably this guy.
Baker.
He seems to have an honest face, and he's smiling. This guy looks a little, and I don't mean to insult his family, but he looks a little bit goofy.
For a more scientific approach, we're joined now by the co-author of the new study, Gabriel Lenz. He's an associate professor of political science at MIT. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Can you tell us how you did this study to determine the importance of appearance of political candidates?
Yeah, so we took pictures like those of Deval Patrick and Charlie Baker, and we showed them to people in India and the United States, and these are just ordinary people who knew nothing about the candidates, and just asked them to look at the pictures and say, who looks like a better elected official? Who looks like a better senator? Who looks like a better governor? And we found two things from those ratings. The first is that people in India and people in the United States and even people in Mexico all appear to agree on just who looks best. Despite these big cultural differences. And their judgments actually predict the elections in Mexico and Brazil surprisingly well.
So you took pictures of candidates from Mexico and Brazil. You showed them to folks who might be unfamiliar with them in the U.S. and India.
Yeah.
And the folks in the U.S. and India and the folks who were actually voting for these candidates chose the same candidates.
They chose the same candidates about 80% of the time.
So looks matter.
Yeah, they appear to. These are, of course, observational studies, but it's very suggestive that looks matter, and they matter more than I think people have understood.
Hmm. Yeah. Now we know that we've certainly heard some of the horror stories about candidates going to great lengths for their appearance and all sorts of late-night talk jokes about what people do for their hair and this and that. So there is something there that intuitively candidates have always known. How is this study different?
Yeah, so this study does two things. First, it's always nice to have systematic documentation because you often be surprised as to when ordinary or common knowledge turns out to be not true. And so it supports the growing line of research suggesting that looks really do matter. It's not just a perception. And also that that these looks, these judgments about looks are much more broadly cross-cultural than I think anyone would guess.
So I'm wondering, in terms of our gubernatorial race, we heard from some voters at the beginning talking about the race for governor in Massachusetts, and you're actually doing a more scientific survey about what that might mean. Can you explain?
Yeah. Last night I had a research assistant with some spare time, so he started running the pictures of our three major candidates and in both the United States and India, and he found very similar results across the United States and India, which is that people are about even on Deval Patrick's appearance compared to Charlie Baker's appearance. They split about 50-50, but both Deval Patrick and Charlie Baker have a surprising advantage over Tim Cahill, about 75% of people when paired against Tim Cahill picked Deval Patrick and Charlie Baker. But it's suggestive that Tim Cahill is going to have trouble.
Of course, we had the big Senate race here not too long ago with Attorney General Martha Coakley and now Senator Scott Brown. And, of course, Senator Scott Brown was in Cosmopolitan Magazine and is known for his looks. And I'm wondering, was it something that was more important for female candidates, their looks?
Yeah, so far we haven't found much of a difference in terms of how much looks matter between men and women. But our results are broadly consistent with a important advantage that Scott Brown probably had because of his looks.
Now, is there any way candidates can overcome this? Like, if they're extremely charismatic, if yeah. they come out with certain popular positions, or
yeah. So this research raises concerns about democracy essentially being a beauty pageant, or more of a beauty pageant than we'd like to expect. But we think that, and we have some evidence to back this up, that people judge candidates on faces only when they don't know too much else about them. And the best way to overcome these sorts of things is just to get more information out about candidates and try to get voters to know something about you other than just what you look like. And I think that would generally benefit democracy.
All right. Professor Gabriel Lenz, an associate professor of political science at MIT, thanks very much for speaking with us. And I'd like to say, thank goodness I'm on the radio.
Thanks for having me.